I can't speculate on the exact reasons why the White House invited Renzi right now, but certainly he and Italy are seen as major allies within the European Union. Italy, of course, is a country that is a frontline country on the issue of migration. It's dealing with the thousands of migrants that are coming from Libya. Libya, as we know, is a very problematic country right now. Western allies are trying to combat ISIS there. And so the United States wants to keep ties very tight with Italy. And also in terms of economics, Renzi has been very outspoken in the anti-austerity position that they're taking with regards to Germany. Those measures have not been popular. Prime Minister Renzi is trying to push back against the agenda of Germany in terms of coming up with some more leeway to get Italy out of a recession. And the United States and President Obama have taken a similar approach. So I think that certainly the United States wants to show some support for Renzi in that issue as well as the migration issue.
So how important is the U.S. support for Renzi on the domestic front?
Well, I think that gave Renzi a definite boost. I mean, those pictures of those two very good-looking leaders side by side supporting each other, all of the very complimentary things that President Obama said about Italy, considering himself an honorary Italian, all of those things are definitely going to help Renzi on the domestic front. And he needs that help right now. As you said, he's facing a referendum at the beginning of December that, well, perhaps not making or breaking his government will certainly make or break the opposition in the short term. And that's the Cinque Stelle movement, the five-star movement that wants to defeat this referendum on constitutional reform. Renzi tied his own political survival initially to the referendum. He's backed off that because I think he's realized that he might not win it. But certainly being pictured beside Obama, who is a very well-liked leader within Europe and within Italy, did nothing but help Renzi in terms of how he's seen here in Italy.
Can you explain a little bit more about this referendum on December the 4th and what exactly it entails?
Well, without getting too bogged down in the details, it's constitutional reform that would get Italy out of a situation that's paralyzed it for a long time in terms of passing legislation. I mean, these proposed reforms are probably the most important in Italy since World War II. They would streamline the parliament and the electoral system. And the goal of that is to try and bring about some badly needed political stability. Italy has had many different governments, you know, 63 since 1945. And even this government right now is not an elected government. It's in a situation of perpetual instability. So I think what Renzi would like to do is consolidate the power of whoever gets elected so that they can actually pass laws and that they can carry out reforms that Italy needs. And those are reforms to the economic system. Those are political reforms, anything really to try and get it out of the financial stagnation that it's been stuck in for many, many years now.
How significant will this referendum result be for the rest of Europe?
The rest of Europe is watching it very closely. I think there's concern that if Renzi is to lose this referendum, that it puts in question not only the reforms that the rest of Europe would like to see Italy push through, but it also puts in question Italy's commitment to the European Union. Now, the five-star movement isn't vociferously anti-EU, but it's very hesitantly pro-EU. And, you know, that position understandably makes the rest of Europe extremely nervous. It's at a delicate time, as we know, with the Brexit vote right now in terms of big European powers. There's Germany, France, and Italy, although Italy's in a lot of economic trouble. So it's, you know, it's not even the force that it once was seen as being. So, you know, the rest of Europe is watching this very closely. And if it were to be a no, I think there's concern that this could be almost a worse blow than Brexit was in some ways.